Healthcare is a huge industry. When you combine our increased demand for healthcare with the efficiencies of the internet, you can see how online healthcare is going to be a huge part of this. I spoke to an early adopter of online healthcare at the Cleveland Clinic 2006 Medical Innovation Summit. Stop. Okay, that was about 17 seconds. And our guest today quotes statistics showing that as patients, we only have about 17 seconds to get our message across in an average physician visit before the doctor takes over. 17 seconds. In this show, we'll learn about some online medical options, failures of HIPAA, and why the established medical community is not happy. Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. Today we're at the Cleveland Clinic Medical Innovation Summit, and we're speaking with Dr. Miles Jones. Dr. Jones is the medical director of something called NetDoctor International. Dr. Jones, tell us what NetDoctor International is.
NetDoctor International is an internet prescription service. It provides patients the opportunity to obtain selected prescription medications via the internet without a direct physician visit.
What would the benefits be of going through the internet instead of to the physician's office?
The benefits are numerous. They include convenience, affordability, availability 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, extremely fast. In fact, just yesterday I was involved with a patient who had to go to an emergency room. They spent over 6 hours in the emergency room for something that NetDoctor could have handled in under 30 minutes. It's professional. We use only physicians and pharmacists, not physician extenders such as nurse practitioners or physician assistants and pharmacy technicians. Privacy and confidentiality are high on our list of concerns. We use the latest internet security technology, and we're very ethical in our practices of medicine.
I would assume that this is kind of a shake-up, if not a wake-up call, to traditional medicine. And what has been the reaction from the established traditional medical community?
The established traditional medical community does not like and does not approve of selective internet prescribing. They do not like our direct method. They believe that what they call a prior physician-patient relationship must be established in order to provide medication safely via the internet. The fact is that a prior physician-patient relationship does not assure safety or efficacy in prescribing. In fact, face-to-face medicine in this country is not all of that safe. The Institute of Medicine, a national organization of the federal government, estimates that almost 200,000 people a year die because of medical errors and mistakes that occur under the traditional practice system.
Take us through an example of something that, you know, probably one of the reasons to use the internet might be for privacy concerns or embarrassment even over a drug like Viagra. Take us through the process of going to a physician's office and then to a pharmacist to get a prescription for Viagra, then how it would compare on netdoctor.com.
Well, recently, a study in Science, the journal of the Sigma Psi Society, estimated that at one time or another, 20% of people refused to discuss a condition or symptom that they thought was significant to their health with their physician because of embarrassment. Our process has been likened to the confessional. The physician doesn't directly see the patient doesn't directly see the physician. In fact, I could be riding on an airplane next to one of my patients and we would never know it. What happens is a patient logs on to our website, www.netdoctor.com, and they choose the medication which they would like to prescribe. Viagra. At that point in time, we provide them with a tremendous amount of information about Viagra, including all of the information available on Pfizer's website through various links. You could spend a lifetime researching Viagra and all the information available and never get around to ordering it. But our studies have shown that the average visitor to our site only uses 2.5 pages, which means the patient knows what they want when they enter into the site. The first process, once they've decided to obtain the medication, is we explain to them what is a physician-patient relationship, and that it is a relationship based on two conditions, trust and consent. Having done that, we ask them if they wish to establish a physician-patient relationship with one of our physicians. If they answer no, the process stops. If they answer yes, it continues on, and basic demographic information and billing information is collected. Now, it's important to stress that there is no billing if the service is not provided. If you go all the way through the form and it's determined that you're not a candidate for the selected medication, you will be informed so, but there will be no charge for providing that information. Unlike going to a physician's office where you're asking for medication, the physician may say, I don't think that's a good medication for you at that time, but this will be $250. Once the patient has answered all of the questionnaire forms, and we have an extensive, for Viagra, there are 135 questions that must be answered or have information provided. And these include an estimation of your cardiac reserve. Every one of our patients, except those that are paraplegics, confirms they are able to walk 2 miles in 30 minutes or less, and to walk up 2 flights of steps without stopping, including other tests. We ask our patients what their cholesterol is, what their blood pressure is, and in fact, a lot of our patients, I would say about 80% of our patients who come to us for Viagra or another erectile dysfunction medication, have seen their own personal physician within the last 6 months. And in fact, a significant proportion, about 15%, have actually seen their own personal physician within the last 30 days before logging onto our site. So patients trust us for the confidentiality aspect of receiving these types of medications.
Now, isn't it, if you go to your personal physician, isn't that just a one-on-one situation where only one person hears that information, like the confessional, but he sees you, he or she sees you?
No. A physician's office is a minefield of healthcare personnel and other personnel that are available. In fact, confidentiality in healthcare became so poor that Congress has enacted a law known as HIPAA, which stands for the Health Insurance Portability and Privacy Act. Lack of privacy in medical care had become rampant. In fact, in your typical physician's office, to make an appointment, the receptionist knows, the medical records clerk knows, the billing clerk knows, the physician knows, the office nurse knows, the physician assistant knows. So there are at least 6 people in the physician's office that knows, and as any celebrity knows, just walking into a physician's office and the whole world knows that you've done that. So there really is no real privacy to that. In fact, Rush Limbaugh was so concerned with privacy that he actually had a prescription issued in his physician's name to avoid everyone finding out that it was issued for him. Rush could have come to Net Doctor International, obtained his prescription in under 48 hours. It would have been in his name and no one would have known.
That's, I think, another benefit of the internet. Even people go to their primary physician is they can spend a lot of time researching and take as much time as necessary to investigate a condition or a disease or a prescription or whatever. It seems like we're more and more rushed in the doctor's office. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the average physician, and this is data from the AMA, spends about 13 minutes on an office visit. And this is including walking in, greeting you, opening up your chart, reviewing it, obtaining your chief complaint or concern, examining, documenting everything in the chart, and writing a prescription or instructions for follow-up care. All of that has to take place within that 13-minute time frame. But further, Mayo Clinic studies have shown that the average physician listens to their patients for approximately 17 seconds before taking over and directing the direction of the conversation. So what that means is a patient has 17 seconds to tell their physician exactly what's wrong with them. With NetDoctor, on our form, we have multiple areas that ask the patient, do you have a question for not only the physician, but the pharmacist? And they can ask any question, and that question is responded to via email or a direct telephone call.
Well, listeners, as you can tell, this is certainly the wave of the future. Be sure to follow the link on this site to www.netdr.com, netdr.com. And today we're speaking with Dr. Miles Jones, the medical director of NetDoctor International. Thank you, Dr. Jones.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.